Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. In our episode this week, we're going to talk about how to reframe a message to regain focus. Why are we doing that? Simply because your point may become dull, blurred, and distorted, and it's time to clean it up. If you're new to the podcast, I'm really happy that you're here. If you've been here before, super happy that you're back. As you may know, I've written a book called Brief, Make a Bigger Impact by Saying Less, a book called Noise, Living and Leading When Nobody Can Focus, and an upcoming book called Quiet Works, Making Silence the Secret Ingredient of the Workday, which comes out in October, and that's available for pre-order. So if you are so inclined, go on Amazon or go online and look for pre-orders of Quiet Works, and really appreciate that so we can get the word out that this is the completion of the trilogy, if you will. Brief, Noise, and Quiet Works, and they're all connected. Talked about that in previous podcasts, but I'm really excited about the book because I really think it's going to be an enormous help to you as a communicator. The role that quiet plays in taking time to prepare before you say things, before you write things, is what drives people to become really intentional communicators. I've been playing around with a tagline for this new initiative that we're starting called The Quiet Workplace. So if you're interested in looking it up, just go to thequietworkplace.com. And there's this vision I put out there of what work really needs to look like. And the tagline would be deliberate. As people show up to work, they run around chasing their tails, consuming noise, producing noise, not being brief, sitting in meetings, talking about what doesn't matter, which we talked about last week, wasting time on things that don't matter. And it's not advancing many things much. It's just you're kind of stalling out. And it's very chaotic. So be deliberate. And that's the point of the podcast, is to help you be deliberate as a communicator. Think more, communicate with precision, and act accordingly. And it may be that things that you're communicating that you thought you did a pretty good job need to be refreshed. And there's this term, which is called it's called framing, how you frame something. And I want to go back to the literal concept of a frame, like a picture frame. Well, you got a picture frame. First thing you got to figure out is, okay, what's in the picture? What are we looking at? Is it a big landscape? Is it a big frame? Is it a small, maybe it's just an individual, maybe it's a person or two, maybe it's a picture of you on vacation. What's the size of the frame? How big is it? And what are you featuring in the frame? Now, when you hang that after you've framed it, you've made some decisions. Okay, well, what's the size of the frame? Then you want to know, okay, well, what's the material that I'm using in the frame? Is it wood? Is it glass? Is it metal? You know, what's the framing material? And then you have matting, which goes inside the frame. And then you center the picture or the image inside the matting. And then you put glass in there. And then it could be made out reflective or non-reflective glass. And if you ever had things framed, if you take it to a place off, it's really not cheap, actually. It's kind of surprising. I had some things framed that not that long ago, and I'm like, wow, that was really expensive. But it's important because you have it framed. It's right there. You can put it, and then you put it, you place it on the wall in your house, or you place a business, whatever it is, and you put artwork up there, and you've got frames. Well, initially, people see it like, oh, wow, look at that. And they start noticing what's in the picture. But after a while, it gets dirty, clean it, some people forget to clean their windows. Some people, don't clean their glass. So it gets dusty and gets kind of old. And then you kind of get used to it. You're looking at this thing. You're like, I haven't even noticed this thing. You walk right past it 10 times. I don't even know it's on the wall. I just take it for granted. And communication is not like that. You can frame something. Let's say you're working on a program. And this episode was inspired by a course that I taught recently at the Pentagon. And one of the exercises I had them do was to reframe a program or a project they were working on. It was super interesting because, when you do things and you frame a picture, you frame the point of a project, whether you did it well or poorly, whether the frame was too tight or too broad, it is what it is. You put it out there and that's how you frame the message. So I gave them an opportunity to reframe it. So think of like a picture, you take the whole thing apart, take it off the wall, take the glass off, take the backing off, look for new materials, new ways of setting it, and then put it back up there and, you know, re-explain it. And this course participant says, I asked for some volunteers, can you just give us the summary of your overview of this program? And she stands up there and she gives this very, very clear, compelling, concise explanation overview of this initiative that she's leading. And it was really good. I gave her a couple little small pieces of feedback, and but it was really well organized, instilled a lot of confidence, made a lot of sense. It was very deliberate, well organized, well structured. And at the end, she said, you know, I really love this exercise because I've been explaining this thing and I was all over the place. And by reframing it, I was able to tighten my focus and organize it in such a way that I'm so much more excited to lead the program than I was even five minutes ago. And it was all because she was reframing to regain focus. Well, first it's hers, right? So go back to the example of an artwork. I mean, if you're going to do that, well, you can be the first beneficiary of that. You've reframed it. So now it looks better to you, right? And certainly to the other people that are going to be on the receiving end. So that's what we have to do here. And it's just like stopping, okay, does this actually need to be reframed? Well, what would be some early indicators or opportunities or moments where you need to frame? Maybe you get a new boss. Maybe your client, your main client has changed. Maybe this is a message that you've been using for several years and it's got kind of old. And maybe it's filled with a lot of business speak, or maybe you're midstream in an initiative where you've been talking about it, but now you're in level 3 detail and you've kind of lost the focus. Maybe people don't pay attention to it. It's kind of being ignored, like, oh, you're working on that thing. You're not framing it. It's just like, oh, you're working on the ABC project, or that's your such and such a program that you're working on. But they lose the point of it. Maybe you find out that there's been a setback or a change. Something's changed in the world. There's been a new competitor or a new obstacle, or something significant has happened with regard to this message. Maybe you've lost momentum. It's just like a picture. It looked beautiful when you did it for the first time, but now it looks kind of out of date. It looks just like, it's kind of boring. You're like, it's kind of like looking at pictures, you know, back when you're in high school, and you're like, oh my gosh, what was I thinking, you know? Over time, things need to be refreshed, you know? I've had a lot of experience just in marketing. People do this with brands. They do a brand refresh. That's really what they're doing, is they're reframing the brand purpose to regain focus, because they recognize that it lacks power, it lacks clarity, it lacks purpose. It's diffuse. Maybe I need to start all over again, or maybe it's just a little adjustments. This could be an opportunity for you to take some time to reorganize your messaging, how you tell the story. The story is evolving. Maybe that story is dated, where you've got new additions, where you need to reorganize. Maybe the central point is the same. Maybe it's different. You got to, how you frame it. So maybe I need to tighten the frame, make it more heightened. Maybe the frame was too tight and I need to make it bigger so it fits in more. Maybe my business started as a niche business, but now we do a lot more things, so I need to make it bigger. So I'm going to adjust the frame, the size of it, the amplitude of it. I'm going to recenter things. I'm going to look at word choices. I'm going to represent it. I'm going to see how people and where the emphasis is in the words that I choose, the order that I choose them in the ways that I explain it, so it becomes framed in a better, more intentional way than, well, this is how we always talk about it. And words can, over time, lose meaning. Certainly, I wouldn't be encouraging any of you to be using buzzwords and corporate speak. But if you find, like, man, that language that we use just doesn't have any oomph, it doesn't have any effect, like it just sounds like it's just like dial tone or beige, then I might need to start looking for some new words that are more powerful, that have more intent or effect to restate it, to represent it. Maybe new examples, if it's something that's happening over time, and maybe this is a milestone, you're like midstream, or maybe I've got new success stories or new ways of explaining it, or new analogies or examples. Whatever that might be, those could be opportunities of how I take the message apart, take it down off the wall, take the pieces out, put it back together. And I may need to pull people into that conversation. It's not just my perspective of reframing this thing, but how do our current stakeholders or messengers, what do they think about this, and how do they explain it? You know, in any business, you would have a message would have a shelf life. Think of it like food. It's not going to last forever. Same thing with art. It's not going to last forever. Yes, there are timeless pieces of art for sure, but you got to look at it sometimes like, okay, well, how can I tighten that up a little bit? How can I clean it up? If nothing else, taking up, maybe a new frame outside and some Windex and clean it up a little bit so it looks new. It doesn't look old and dusty and distorted and dull. All things to be considered when the opportunity may be calling, like, hey, you know, it's time. The time is now. We need to reframe this thing. Let's get together. Call a meeting. Sit down. Let's talk about this thing. Let's take it apart. Let's put it back together. Let's restate it. Let's represent it. Let's regain the focus on this message that we may have lost. And when you do this, I think you'll have like that woman in that course recently at the Pentagon. When she did it, it was a very clear before and after. She took the time, went through a thinking process, took something that she was working on, talking about in a very scattered, disorganized, all over the place way, her words, not mine, and then presented it in a way that was like she was proud of it. You could see in her eyes, like she was smiling, like, I'm doing this thing. It's important. This is what I'm doing, and this is why I'm doing it, and this is how I'm going to approach it. And as we succeed, this is what success looks like. And she was getting through her explanation in a way that it really, for everybody in the room, she had everybody's attention. They were all her colleagues. They got it. They got how she framed it. So when you take the time to do what she did and you reframe it, reframe a message, don't just put it out there and walk away. I want you to like she did, share it proudly, confidently, to the people around you that need to see it and hear it. Just say.